רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shiro Hazinu says towards the beginning, which Rashi says refers to the Der HaFlogo. The nations were divided into 70 nations, Kineged the 70 Nefesh, the Yardu obviously no Mitzrayim. And the Spas Emes says that there's a mitzvah to be mizbuinin in the episode of Der HaFlogo, which is really last week's parasha, but will shed light on Lech Lecho, to go to yourself. What is the avoid of this week's parasha? The Emes, this Spas Emes explains, he brings from his Zayda, that when it says that the whole world was Sofa Echod, the Eibusha didn't destroy Der HaFlogo, as we'll discuss, right? Because he wanted to keep that Sofa Echod, which is Sendech Dusharim, refers to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, and give this Inyan of Achtos to Am Yisrael, as we'll discuss. So all I'm pointing out is you see that Moshe Rabbeinu puts a Hadgosha on understanding the lesson of Der HaFlogo. Val Derech said, David HaMelech in Zmiris Yisrael begins Tilim, Asher Ish Eshele Halach Patsas Rishoyim. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, says, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, May Dechsiv Asher Ish Eshele Halach Patsas Rishoyim, that refers to Avram Avinu, Shele Halach Patsas Der HaFlogo. So it was brought in Medrash Tilim, in Medrash Rab, in a few places. Interesting, the word Ashrei, says the Bnei Shilashim, B'miluay Aleph Shin Reish Yud is Gematria 1001, which is Gematria Yerushamayim, as I explained many times. In other words, David HaMelech begins with a remes to Yerushamayim, because Reish is Chochmo, is Yerush Hashem, so we start. Is the Charei that since of Ashrei Yishalei Alach Batzas Rishoyim is connected to Avram Avinu not listening to the Tzas Der HaFlogo, is learning this lesson from the Der HaFlogo, walking in the ways of Avram Avinu, is the first step towards Yerushamayim. And it's especially relevant to our generation. I've said many, many times, I'm not going to repeat it, but Wustam Meisid, the Bar Neverov, said that he heard from Zayd, the Blazer Jikover, who was once going to the Choyzer, remember the story? Hello? He was going with his father, the Holy Rupshitzer, and they were going to the Tish of the, remember, I said this like 100 times. They were going to the Tish, to Sukhane HaTorah of the Choyzer of Lublin, and suddenly the Choyzer was, you could see, was in a different world. And the Rupshitzer said, Lazarel, listen carefully, the Rebbe is about to give over a message. And the Choyzer suddenly woke up, and he said, the Hashem Tiv once had a vision, and he saw the Malachim and Shemayim were making this huge skillet, this frying pan. Tremendous. And he asked him, what's this all about? They picked him up, and he saw they were roasting in this frying pan, hands and feet. And the Malach told the Hashem Tiv that before Mashiach comes, the neshamis of the Der HaMabul and Der HaFlogo will come into this world. And therefore they're already building the skillet to roast them. And Pshat is, it said in Sforim, Der HaMabul is Pritzus, Snus, Hishus Chobos, Dark Eloritz, and the Der HaFlogo is Minus and Kfir. And these are the two Iker, you don't have to be a genius to work out, the Iker Nisyonis of this generation is the Kfir and the Minus, not Bikursus, lack of Amunah, lack of Bitochen, and the preachers that goes on, the Znus that goes on, everything is upside down, decadent, perverse, and whatever. As you don't have to be a, whatever. You don't know what's going on in the world. So the Chalaya Chazal say, Avram Avinu, Veye Brocha, says Rashi, we say Elke Avram, Elke Yitzchak, Elke Yankiv, Abra, right? Bechochoism. The Siyam of Golos, as it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, right? Is the Mogin Avram, the Brocha, the Midah, the learning, the lesson of Avram Avinu, right? Which is the Indian of Esna, the Dino Avram, is the Chamun. As I've said countless times, just repeat it, Bekitzer. We live in a time of Ikvizis de Mashiach, a Geferlich, a Bilbul, and Kashis, and a Hester upon him, and we don't see things clearly. And therefore, I'm quoting that from the Mashgiach and the Mositech and Aribri places, just briefly. Therefore, Habakkuk, who Darizal says was the Neshama of Mashiach, and to him was Nizgala, the secret key of how to bring Geula. Bach said the Gemara, and the Makis Bach Habakuk Vamidam al Achas, he crystallized all 613 mitzvahs. What is the Yesod? The Tzadik Vamanosa Yichia, because in the Soyan of Ikus the Mashiach is Dafka in the Yonim of Emuna. And the Raya is just Remez, Ikus the Mashiach is Gimatria Derech Emuna Bacharti, which is Gimatria Esamoki Mirochik. Remember, Avraham Avinu goes through 10 Nisyonis. And according to many, the final one is the Akedah. And it says he sees Hamokoim, you see the Abish, you see Rochni, you see Kedusha Mirochik. It's very Mirochik Hashem Nili, very, very far. And therefore, the 10th Nisoyan of the Akedah is connected our generation, etc., etc. And therefore, which is connected the 10 Psukim we say on Rosh Hashanah of Amalchius. And what is the 10th Pasuk? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. How do you say Shema Yisrael? You cover your eyes. In other words, you don't look for evidence, you don't look for hakiris. You cover your eyes, and with tmimus and emunah pshuta, you come to. Right? And therefore, Asor and Nisyonis is Gimatria Vayaris Amoki Mirok. And it starts with this week's parasha, Vilech Lechol Eretz Hamariah, which is Gimatria Hamidam Al Achas, which is Chabakus Avoid Amuna. And therefore, we make a bracha, Boruch Ato Hashem Mogin Avram, which is Gimatria Chsherish Hanelam, that which you don't understand, the shirt that the pintle everyone has, which is Gimatria Vemunoscha, next word, Balelis. It's dark. It's night, but he has emun. And therefore the Mashkiach says, when the Pasuk says, Lech lecha ela oretz asher areka, right? And then the Ramban asked the famous Shaila, but you see Avram Vayered Avram Mitzrayim, he goes down to Mitzrayim, either Abraham shall go to Mitzrayim, the Eretz Canaan, what are you doing? Is Chariah says the Mashkiach, and this answers many, many kashas, but income, the bullseye, the nekuda, the essence of Eretz Yisrael is where? Yerushalayim. And if you had to tell people all the time, if you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael, although you went to Eilat, you went to Tel Aviv, or you went to Achleznish, where your kibbutz, where your great cousin is living, right? If you haven't been to Yerushalayim, you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael. So Avram is searching Haluch v'Nasoya to find where is the Nekuda, the Sheirish, the Evan Shasiya, where all Amunna, all Yiddishkeit, all Kedusha stems from. And finally, by the 10th, meanwhile, he hasn't been there. By the 10th Nisoyan, Vayar Esamoki Mirochik, says Chazal, he saw the Anan Kosher Alahor. Oh, now he discovered Yerushalayim, right? Anumitzis. In other words, until you have Emunah, there's a process, an incremental evolutionary process of creating Avram Avinu. The most you say every day in davening, right? They would say, Atu Hashem Holikim, Hashem Bacharta Ba'Avram, V'Tzeisi Mirkazim, Tzad Me'Avram. We're dealing here with creation. Heaven, earth, Yamim. And then we say, Atu Hashem Hashem, it's a charaiya that, since Chazal said that by Avram Avinu, L'choni Boirei Bria Chadosho. Avram cuts off from Terach, he's not related to Terach, he's a Gershon, this guy here. There's a new Bria, a new Sug, a Geder of a Yikulamami, which has no connection, as we'll soon see, to anything else in the world. And this is created lech lecho, to go to your essence, to go to your shirish and neshama, this week's part. That's the evidence you see. Just like in the Ten Commandments, the first dibur is anuichi. Yerushalayim is in mokri, what anuichi is in the aseres and dibris, the essence of emunah. How do I know? Besides the fact that aminu b'shem v'mesh avdo is gimashu Yerushalayim. The pasuk says in Kapitel Hay in Yirmiyah, Shoytetu bechutzos Yerushalayim ureuna odu ubakshu berchaviseo imtimzu uish imyesh oyse mishpat umevakish emuna ve'eslachlo. The shayrish of Yerushalayim is a place where your oyse mishpat and your mevakish emuna, to search for emuna. Interesting, the words lech lecha me'artzcho me'lalech me'besavicha 1488 is gimatria oyse mishpat mevakish emuna ve'eslachlo. So Yerushalayim is the place of what? Emunah b'Hashem. Okay. And this is the Nisoyin HaAchron of our generation, especially relevant. We'll soon discuss Givaldi if we have time. Niflois from things that we saw in our lifetime. And look, everything in life, Zelu Umazeh Oselikim, right? What is the contrary, the opposite? The Zelu Umazeh of Yerushalayim, the city of Emunah, that was the Migdal Bovel. This is not my own idea. It's written in numerous forms. It's Beroisham, first, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. The Al-Sheikh explains that this, just like this Koichus of Kedusha, this Koichus of Tumot, which is called Chitzoni, and the Der HaFloga realize that they are connected to Tumot. They come from the Odom Blial, not the Odom of Kedusha, right? And they wanted that, therefore, there shouldn't be Kedusha Shoyrin in this world, and therefore they had to be Magbir, the Koichus of Tumot. But they knew the only way, the key to unlock Kedusha, Shefa, in the world is Achdus. How did they know? Because they saw what happened to the Dor HaMabul, which were full of Gezel and Chomos, and all, right? And there was disharmony, disunity. Doesn't work. So the way to tap in, to get, to bring down Shefa, is Davka Achdus. So they became, let's make one city. Let's get together, right? And here we'll bring down Shefa, and we'll have the Shefa through other ways to Shemus, Atumati, whatever, we'll be able to get rid of the, push the Abishta out of this world. Right? And there's a concept, the Pasuk is Neshea. Chabur Atzovim Ephraim Hanachloi. When there's unity, even the biggest Rishoyim have a certain degree of, at least temporary success. Therefore, what do they do? Where do they build this city? Just like David HaMelech says, he doesn't sleep. There are places which are conducive to Kedusha. There are places which is conducive to Tumah. And they went to find the place. The fascinating drasha from the Sefer Zayin of, because just like by Yerushalayim, you see, it was a place, it was a place that Mu'at is a Machzik as Hamaruba, Al Derech Zeh in Tumad is also a place. So where did they go to? Bovel, otherwise known as Shinar. Why is it called Shinar? If its real name is Bovel in the atlas, Shasham Ninaru, all the Mason, billions of people of the Mabul ended up there. Zechariah says it was a place that the Mir was Machzik as Amrub in Tuma. A lot of Mason there isn't really a place of, especially as the greatest Tzaddik of the Mabul, isn't a very place that's conducive to Kedusha, right? And therefore, just like Yerushalayim is a place, Ir Shechubra LaYachtov, Ir Sheoisis Kol Yisrael Chaverim, right? They tried to create their Achdus, right? Nervos. The David HaMelech says, Yispor Du Kol Peile Oven. Ayid, whose Sheirish Neshama is Hashem Achdu Echad B'Shim Chayachad, the Mika Abach Yilgay Echad Boretz. Aber, what did the Gemara say in Sanhedrin, by the Shavn of Ziyata Yisimu, Al Toimer Kesher, says the Novi Nishaya. Because Kesher shall Rishoyim Einem Min Aminim, right? And therefore, a Kinesia shall Elishim Shemayim is ultimately Efterless Kayim. And in Lashem Leivne Bayis, Shav Amlu Boyne Boy. So the MS, there can't be a true, lasting sense of Achdus. I'll bring this into modern history in a minute, unless there's an Abishter in the equation. Take the Abishter out of the equation, it becomes a Pirut. It becomes a Dor HaFlog. The opposite of who is the nemesis of the Dor HaFlog? Avram. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Echad Hoy Avram. He sewed together, he joined, he combined the whole world, Shemayim Va'oretz, and humanity, etc., etc. The Achdus of Avram, the Echad Haya Avram, is the mamish, the opposite of the Dor HaFlog of the vision. In other words, as Moshe Zilber puts it very beautifully, the emes is the Chet Eitz Hadas, as we all know, created a Taruvis of Toivara. And in the psyche, and the character of man, there's a mixture of good and bad. There's a zuama of the nochash that enter into us. Nervos. Why is the Dor HaFloga so earth-shattering? Because even if Adam HaRishon had a downfall, but Kol Zman the Dor HaFloga doesn't come into the equation, you could still elevate yourself, refine your character, etc. And there's still hope for mankind. So all the tzatzoyim of Adam HaRishon could have been part of Klal Yisrael, etc., etc., to do what Kal Yisrael have to do. The Megalik Vitcher Mayim in the world, Lukishkin to be Afra, to be Payal, all the tikkunim necessary. What happens? Once there was the merida of the Der HaFloga, which is the merida against the Yichud Kutshabich, Shchinte against the Yichud Hashem, Hifligu. What does Hifligu mean? They were divided. They were separate. They were sent out. They were expelled. They were, right? And now, from now on, the Kavona of the Eibishter and Briya Shemayim Va'oretz will only be affected by Klal Yisrael. They will be Megala Kvei Shemayim, and the Gedder of Umas Ha'olam now becomes that Be'etzem their Adam B'lial, right? Nervas, they have the Tzutzas HaKadusha in them, but it's not their Etzem. It's only in Golus by the... And therefore, on this, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, quotes the Pasuk, Omar vayemuyidid eretz ra vayater goyim. The Eibishter saw that the goyim, beginning of Avodah Zarah, the goyim are keeping the seven Bnei Noach. He was mat. When he was mat, a goyim will have to kill, murder. It means they only get now schar ke'enim mitzvah ha'isra, says the Gemara. In other words, they no longer became sebahanchel elyon goyim, vafride bnei odom. Now this kuyach of achtus, of ability to change of tshuva, was given over to Klal Yisro. Therefore the Gemara said, the Yavam is atim kriyim odom, right? And not umasoyim. And therefore, when it says the vayhi kol ha'aretz sofa achas, which is lashon ha'kodesh, which is powerful. And Dvorah Machodim, Sofa Echaz. And Dvorah Machodim is Gimatria 1119. No?
One more.
Shema Yisrael Imakoilu, says the Vision of Rebbe, which is also Gimatria Aleph Beis Reish Heimim. The Koyach of Sofa Echaz and Dvorah Machodim of Shema Yisrael, as the Chedushim just said, that was given to Avram. Now I understand Vagadlo Shmecha, says it's very Shloima. The letters Vagadlo is Vav Hey Agadel. What does that mean? The Abish's name is Yudke Vovke. Bisman Hagolus, Kiyodal Case Yudke, right? The shame is not Sholim, etc., etc. Davram, and we explained 1,000 times, what is Ko and Yudke? The Abishter is in heaven. Amalek has no problem if the Abishter stays to his barracks. He stays in heaven. As Theodor Herzl once said, he doesn't mind the rabbis in his state should stay in the barracks like the army stays in the barracks. You stay in your shul, the army will stay in the barracks, I'll get in fight. Right? Over you're suddenly invading in my bedroom, in my boardroom, in my kitchen, and telling me, that's just this. Right? That's the Vovke. That's the Gilu down here. Okay? There's a Vehei Bracha, you miyachid, the same you give Vovke, you bring Hashem Echad or Shmei Echad, you bring Kedusha down here. Therefore, says the Shaloh HaKadosh, I'm taking this back, Domo, right? That the opposite of the Beis Hamikdash, the Tel Talpiyah, which is the Chibur of Shemayim Va'oretz, right? The Beis Hamikdash Shalamat is Bechuvin connected to Beis Hamikdash Shalamayla. The opposite of that, says the Alshem Shalom, is the Migdal. This Migdal, the Migdal David, this is the opposite of the opposite of Migdal David is the Migdal Bavel. That's Zelu Umazel. And therefore, by they it says, "V'nasalonu shame." By David HaMelech, it also says, "V'yas David shame." If you pick up Bala Makinival, you want to be Mafrish, Malchus from Zof, from whatever, from higher, etc., etc., which is the opposite of David. And therefore, they were from one language; they became 70 languages. When it'll come the time for Mashiach ben David, who's Ma'achid the world, the pasuk says in Sfandi Kapitel Gimel, "Oz Epech Amim Sofach," one language back to. Now, okay, that's Der HaFloga. Who is, historically, who is the boss of Migdal Bava? Who's Der HaFloga? Who's running the show here? Nimri. How do you know? Rachizos. Huh? Gerades HaSantis HaGemur, Nafoy Dezorz HaFlom Gimel. Omer Avir Reba Abram Rav. Beis Nimroid is like a base of Avodah, which the Goyim were Mavatl, because they never came back to claim it. What's base Nimrod, the house of Nimrod? Says Rashi, Migdal Shabonu, Dara Flogla, Vitachom, V'Nimrod Hoya Melech Aleim. Who is Nimrod? Otherwise known as, what's on his birth certificate? I don't know what's on his birth certificate. Gedala Oymer, Triam Ruffel, Omar Pool, he threw Avram Avinu, your Zayda, into the fiery furnace. Hello? You ever go to London, a place called London down there, south somewhere? You ever go there, there's a place called the British Museum? There's a Near East section. I always go crazy. In the British media, there's a thing called the Hammurabi Code, the basic laws of civilization of a guy called Hammurabi. They found it, the British archaeologists, and they got it and brought it to England like they did everything else. Hello? Who is Hammurabi?
Nimrod.
This is Nimrod, Amraphel. You're watching, you're seeing something that was mamish contemporaneous with that. This is the biggest shlak, the Zelu Umazeh of Avraham Avinu, who threw him in a fiery furnace. You say every day that Avraham Avinu went out and kazed him. That's the Kivshin Oish. And today it's near in London. Not far, it's in the south somewhere in England. It's a place called London. Yeah? So this Nimrod is like the worst of the worst. This is what I'm saying. The verse of Belzebub, I don't have time to elaborate. Everyone else, kainid, leis din v'les dayin, the Rambam says. Nimrod was Yudeyas ribuy noyim echavet limrod. By whom else says such a statement? Amalek, that's Amalek, the Davi avoyus of Tum. There is an Abrisher, I know him. I'm going to fight against him. Comes along the Pirkei der Belezer, that therefore Nimrod is the nemesis of Avraham Avinu, and says the Pirkei der Belezer, Avraham Avinu was alive and well during the Dor HaFloga, and he saw them building the city, and he cursed them, B'Shem Elikov. Right? There's got a sefer, a Kabbalistic sefer, a Torah called Zera Berach Shlishi. Says, that's why in this week's parasha that Malki said that Melech Sholim Hoytzi Lechem V'Yayin. So Rashi says Lahok to show him Echom Nishkan Kindness, believe me, because you murdered, you killed my. Which are the descendants? Normally you say the four kings. Said to Zera Berach, when you curse the people of the Dor HaFloga, which mamish was Zera Shem, right? Or some of them at least. Therefore, Shem didn't have any tainus on Avraham Avinu. Didn't bear a grudge. Right? Because the Chur, after Dalad Melachim, they wanted to kill him. They had a roidif. Right? Oh, but over here, who asked you to mix in? What is your business? Right? So the Nimrod, I'm pointing out, Nimrod is mamish. Every tzaddik has that Rosha Lumaza. Nimrod is mamish. According to one day, actually, in Targum Unison, you know Eliezer Eved Avram, who initially was Auror, and who was he? He was, according to one Targum Unison, he was the son of Nimrod. Duf got of it by Avram, and he became the Rosh Hashiva. Doilu Mashke Mitterosh Shul Rabbi, and Nimrod got shvere tainus that he stole my son from the worst thing. He turned my son into a Baal Tshuva. Right? I know someone, whatever. He made someone a Baal Tshuva. The guy was a rich lawyer. He got the mafia to try to bump off the rabbi who was Makar of his son. Right? How long story? Fascinating story, actually. But, you with me? So Nimrod is mamish the opposite of Avram. And therefore, the pasuk says, the Medrash says, on the pasuk, in last week's parasha, the Kush Yolad es Nimrod, I call Kush, who gave birth to Nimrod, says the Medrash, Hadol Dixiv, the beginning of chapter 7, Capital Zion, in Tilim, Shigoyin Ledover Ashashar Lashem Al Divrei Kush Menimim. Could anyone please pardon me and explain to me what in the world does that got to do with Nimrod? Hello? The Pashtos, who was he singing about? Kush ben Yamin, he refers to who?
Shalom
Elach, as the Gemara says, Chlorin Moed Kot. The Gemara says, Shigoyin Ledovit. There's a shtikl chet b'shoigig, because you shouldn't make a whole song celebrating the downfall of Shol. However, he was roid of you. But he's far to be Shichmol Amayla. He's called Kush, just like the Kush is different oir. So to his, says the Hanoitin Imri Shefer, Medin of Erov, son of the son of David, he said, because to be my dechet, the Medrash says, you know who also he has in mind in Kush ben Yamini? Nimrod. Right? Yeah, hello? Nimrod, who's also from the son of Kush. Just Lahoyer, right? Lahoyer, the Sforim say, Kush is Gematria 326, Shol is Gematria 337. What's the difference between 337 and 326? What's 11? What's the connection between Shol, Shol, what did he do wrong in life? He was murdered in Malchus, based of it. What was Nimrod when he went to the war and he kidnapped Lutz? What was the kavana of this war?
Oh,
to steal the neshama of Mashiach ben David, who's Tomun, Amen and Moyev, in light. He let the whole world, and we took melted in him. I spoke about it many times in past years. And he'll get Loit, he'll get Mashiach, he'll bump off Avram, who he suspected will come to help Loit, who has the neshama, right? And he'll get to kill two birds with one stone. So, against Mashiach ben David. What does Mashiach do? He brings tikkun to the world. It won't be kisei, case call. It'll be kisei havaya. So you'll add what letters to the shem havaya? Vavke. What's the gematria of Vavke? 11. So he called Shaul Kush because he's missing 11 digits from Shaul because the Vavke is missing. Oy bazoy, that's what Nimrod is actually doing. He's fighting against Malchus Beis David. Which also Derech Agav, I saw the Munkatcher brings in his relatively new sefer Milun the Spirin on Tilim. The pasuk there later says in pasuk Yud, pasuk says Yigmer no ra rishoyim. So the Munkatcher teaches take away now who's ra resh ayin from rishoyim reshin ayin yud mem. Take ra Yigmer no ra knows no the whatever. Yeah, take it out. Who do you got left? If you take out the letters ra. From the word Rishoyim, you're left with the letters which spell the name Shmi. Because the Shem Hashem will now become complete. By the way, I mentioned before, Chazal Darshin, Asher Yishesh Halach Patsas Rishoyim. Who does Rishoyim refer to? For whatever reason, we'll discuss later why they. Doraflaga. Doraflaga is called Rishoyim, and they're the ones who are Ma'akiv, the Milui of the Shem. Of Hashem, and of which Avraham Avinu was crying to. Okay, that's Bahakdomo. Now, let me tell you, I'm just so ignorant, everything to me is new. Maybe I would have learned when I was a Bachar, I would have known something, but everything to me is new. How old was Avraham Avinu? This everyone knows. How old was Avraham Avinu by the Der Haflag? 48. How did you know? You don't got to be a genius to work it out. You can find it in the back. I'm Or Sidaisa. You can find it in the back of the art scroll Tanakh. And they have a time chronology chart. You don't got to be a genius, right? Avram is born in 1948. The Haflaga was in the year 1996. So he was 48. Big deal. Oh, now I understand something so much deeper. Hello. How old was Avram Avinu when he found the Eibishter?
Please.
Okay, but the two main deists in Chazal, which is the Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Medrash Rabbah, and all that, one opinion says he was three, and as the Gemara says in the Dorim the Flamed Bay is a raya because the pasuk says Akev Asher Shom Avram Bekvili. What's the Gemara of Akev? Gemara says not a Gemara of Rebbein Baruch. The Gemara says right. Hello, Akev is 1, 7, 2, so he was three when he became. No. That's one opinion. The other opinion says he was 48. Okay, fine. The line was like, hello? By the way, Lefi Zev Recht Gemorim Bava Basra, something Aleph, Omer of Chanan, Bar Rav, Omer Rav. How many years did Nimrod throw this Amrafel, this Nimrod, this Shlak? How many years did he throw Zayd Avram into the jail before he threw him into Kibshon Oish? 10 years. Right? Why 10? Because they were debating it in the Supreme Court till the old hello says the Mashal al Asar Chedusha Agodas. Because Avraham Avinu was what 3 years old when he smashed all the tzlamim. Hello, but you can't judge a three-year-old little boy a cotton, right? So he waited 10 years in jail. Now he's old enough. Now he's a Ben Yud Gimel, the Bar Mitzvah. Now you could what throw him in? So that's the 2 days. How old was he? Now, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure it out that it's impossible that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds he was 48, Rish Lakish holds he was 3. V'chayin all the days of Chazal, they can't argue on a Metzius. Nervous. Oh, so let's say all this for him. Everyone says this. When he was 3 years old, he used Seichel. He comes from a house of Avid of a Terech, right? He used the Seichel as Chazal, I'm a Farish, right? And he came to the Akorah, there's a Balabayas Labiris. Fine. 3 years old. Rationally, logically, course in comparative religion, university 101, and he came to this. When he was 48, Now he came to an amunah pshuta, an amunah tmima, an amunah tahira, which is infinitely higher than an amunah based on the seichel of a yilud isha, which is by definition finite. Why did this happen at 48? This is not just that he was 48 and punkt, he was 48 by the Der HaFloga, and it just happens to be... Because what was the Al-Kavan of the Der HaFloga? To expel the Abishah from this world and to... Hello. The opposite, what the nemesis of the Der HaFloga, of Nimroi, with Yudeas Rebbeinim Habit Nimroi, is Emunah Pshuta. So they see that Avraham Avinu is coming with Emunah Pshuta, Anushkita, in Yiddishkeit. Emunah Tmima, Emunah Tahira, which is so powerful... Ooh, we're going to go to Shinar, to the Bavel, to this place of Tumah, and we're going to try to neutralize the Koyach of Armavinu, which is the opposite of a Beis Amigdosh, a place of Asif, of Kedusha, of that. We're going to go to this place of Tumah. So the Abishter, that's where it's in Hedrin, Pizur L'Rishoyim, and Olehem, and Olam, and he was Mavatal their plan. But to understand this much deeper, a much deeper level, what was sort of done? Why is the Avraham Avinu the nemesis of the... I'll tell you a word from the Gemara's Ari. Moiri the Gemara, the Rabbi Leibish of Lamsut. The Gemara says an Erev in Daf Yud Gimel. This is a very deep word, a tief word. You want me to tell you... Well, let me tell you, you'd rather have a Siddish word or a Lomdish word. Let me tell you a Lomdish word first. A Durish word. Huh?
A Lomdish.
Well, there's a Medrash. To the point of Ochlu es Abosar Belayla Hazet Sliyesh. You eat the Paschal, roasted. Why roasted? Sliyesh is the Medrash. Bishvil Avram Shetzlisiv B'Kiv Shinoish. That he was saved from being roasted in the Kiv Shinoish. What in the world is the fact that they try to roast him in the Kiv Shinoish got to do with me eating my Karan Pesach? Hello? Hello? What? Roasted. Shkoy, Hagzir Shob. Hello? The Sefer called Shem Yecheskel, Murid Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm just telling you this little chidudo, this is something to say to your wife when you come home. The Gemara says in Brochus, Daftes Machluikis. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, what? It's a gorgeous word. When do you eat Korban Pesach till Chatzos? Rebbe Akiva says, the whole night. So what's the logic in Reb Elazar ben Azariah till Chatzos? What does that mean? If the whole miracle of the Chur is connected, that the Eibush the Pasach Abotei Ben Yisrael Ben Nafes Matayim the Tenu Hitzil, and the miracle the Makas Bacharis took place when exactly Pinked Chatzos, so why is that a reason to eat it before Chatzos? Eat after Chatzos. That's what the miracle happened from Chatzos to Eilim. Hello. It's a meiridik of vort in the Pirush of Mishnayis the Meisur Rekech. Meiridik. You know, I'm Pesach, I have to eat matzah. Don't eat chametz. Hello? So the Chura logic would tell me, so from when should I... Gewalt. So when should you not eat chametz from? From the onset of Pesach. Aber we know that midaraisa, when is it also? From Chatzos. Came along Chazal and added, Shayirah, from another hour earlier. Why? What's the logic in it? Why did Chazal add another hour? He says, "I'm Meiri de Gavur." The tour famously brings B'Shem's brother. Hello, three regalim. Can I get the three of us? Who is the can I get Pesach? Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu was bittul avodah zarah. What is Korban Pesach? Mishchu yedeichem avodah zarah. Hello, yeah, hello. Okay. How many days are there in the 7 days of Pesach? So, how many hours in a day since I counted last? 24. How much is 24 times 7? 168. Hello? Means nothing to me. Oh, Chazal and the Torah therefore adds another 6 hours. How much is 168 and 6?
174.
174. Not good enough. Chazal then added another hour. How much do I got? 175. Is the Haraya connected the 175 years of Avraham Avinu? Because it must be that from his childhood, from the time he began to speak, whatever, a seichel, begimel, he was 3 years old, he got Romsberg. Right? Hello? You got that? And therefore, the zman of Achilas, the zman of Achilas Pesach is when? Work it out. If you see how many, I have 175 hours that I'm not allowed to eat chomish, and chomish is the Yetzirah, etc., etc. Hello? When does it start? From 11 o'clock, Erev Pesach. Hello? Chatzos is what hour of the day? From 11 a.m. till midnight of the night of the Seder. How many hours? 13. Hey! And how old was Avraham Avinu when he smashed the idols? 3. And how many years did the Gemara Bava Basra say they stuck him in a prison? 10. How much is 10 plus 3 for anyone who's mathematically gifted? 13! Therefore, you eat the Korban Pesach. Now I understand the Medrash. Ruachu is a balsa, but that's Sli Eish, Kinegan Avraham Avinu, who is about to be roasted and toasted, and the Eivishter Matzilin of Yod. But what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds Avraham Avinu was 48. How do I know? Because you all know the Medrash, the higher Rabbi Akiva Yeshiv Vedoyrish. Boy, I'm Islam, the famous classical Medrash. I love this Medrash, because every time I give a drosha or whatever and someone is sleeping, it doesn't bother me. How did it happen to Rabbi Akiva? It happened to me, right? People are falling asleep. So he wanted to rouse the crowd from their slumber. So he said, Marosa Esther. Esther became the queen of how many lands? 127. Tovei bas bitishal Sarah, and do what? And be the queen over 127 lands. So everyone asked the classic. So schus of the mother Sarah is 127. But how long did Avraham Avinu live? 127. So maybe she should become queen of 175 lands. Can I get Avraham? Why get based on the mama? Maybe the tata Avraham Avinu. Hello. No, Rabbi Akiva must have held. The how old was Avraham when he became from?
48.
How much is 175 minus 48? 127. So anyway, you slice it, you don't get more than 127. Gamarnu. It's a chalaya that Rabbi Akiva held, and he must have been 48. Hello. He's 48. Hello. So this idea of 13, because he did it when he was 3, 10 years in prison, the cheshbon arbitnis. So when could you eat Korban Pesach too? It got nothing whatsoever to do with Avraham, and therefore it's all... Hold on. It's gorgeous. This could also answer Shailus and lasting Pesach, but I got no time. But the Nakuda is, what's relevant, we have 3 minutes to go. Right, hello? We haven't started the shiur. Okay, I'll say the next... whatever. I have 3 minutes. It's just short. I'd have liked to... you understand the chassidus, the idea of kesser, whatever. Okay. Let me just end off by saying, why is it relevant to us? There's a sefer called Erche Yehoshua. I don't think people here know it too well. There's a big tzaddik called Yehoshua Heschel of Manastritz. From Linz, from Galia of Linz, another big chassidus dynasty. And he said his sefer was written, that he wrote it in the Ukraine, the Pays. And you're an Uman and Tofresh Be'alof, the most difficult, darkest areas of periods of Jewish history. Yimach Shemai, the Stalin Yimach Shemai, came into power, and the communists were repressing Yiddish. And he writes B'derech Remez, right? And he says, in this sense, Be'esahi, a smart person, Yidoyim as the apostle, keep silent. But he writes, he calls the communists, right? Kat HaMishtatfin. You know what communism means? Everyone's together. Each one of them. All Marxists, Leninists, you know, the philosophers. And he brings that Sholem is such an important Yisod in Yiddishkeit, and he goes through. And Mashiach can only come when the Sholem, which is the opposite of the Sinas Chinah, the Chuluchu. But he said, everything in Kedusha, Tikoif, Bifnei, Bnei Odom, Klippa tries to whatever. So the Lahavdol, the Umazah, the Shverst, the Klippa, becomes when you try to use the idea of Sholem and Achtus to pervert it and to distort it and to extrapolate it when it's not appropriate. And therefore the Le'umazah, right, tries to chop this idea of Achtus. Where do you have a example to this? Der HaFloga. And he compares communism to Der HaFloga. And he says, just like there, you can't have Tomim milmato, unless it's Tomim milmailo, right? Therefore, ultimately, communism will be destroyed. The Satmarov used to say, from he heard from his father, that he was once in silence by the Holy Devi Chaim, and in the Gantlok story by Inka Mekrime, in the Tish, he said, he had Aliyas on the Shama, whatever, and he said that he saw that before the coming of Mashiach, Loshan Devi Chaim, Ruslan vetsu pitzl veren of fil pitzlach. Russia will collapse. When the communists took over in Tofresh Pei, the Rabbi Rashab of Lubavitch said, I can't bear to be under their, whatever, the mouth of Kfira. The Chavetz Chaim said, the Rabbi Rashab said, right, nor how long will they last? Only 70 years. Which is Mechuvin, by the way, connected to Gros says, as 70 words in the capital Amaseyach, Yan Hashem Biyim Tzorah. Right, which ends off Hashem Rishia Melech and Enei Biyam Kareinu, which is Gimashia, by the way, while I'm talking, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, 1118. Right? The last 70 years of this bitter, the famous story with the Rebbe, I once said Purim Toshniz Gimel. The Rebbe, at the end of the Fabrega, the Rebbe suddenly said a second mimer, which he never ever said before or after. And this was a mimer by the Rebbe they used to bump off people with. They used to, like, we're showing these. And beforehand, the Rebbe told the story of there was voting when there was a shittle window in Russia between the Menkin and the Mensheviks and the communists, the Bolsheviks. They had voting, and they, the tzaddikim, the Rebbe, the Rashivis, the Rabbanim said you should vote. And there came one of the Rishoyim, came through a village, and the Chassidish guy who didn't know Ben Yamin or Ben Smoili, the type of guy who the Rebbe said vote, he put on the gartel, went to Mikvah, didn't have a clue. And everyone was screaming, the guy was a Russia, it was the anti-Semitic candidate. And everyone was screaming, hurrah, hurrah, like in honor of this visiting politician. And the Chassidish guy didn't have a clue. He also started screaming, hurrah, but he meant hurrah. He is evil. And the Rebbe told the Olam to say three times, hurrah. Everyone thought it's a Purim. He had to drink. Everyone's like happy. And everyone screamed hurrah. After a few days, they found out that that very moment, Boy Bisho, Stalin Yimach Shmei V'Zichri, who, if you know history, was about to make another doctor's blot. He was about to finish off what Hitler started. Chaman al-Islam, right? He had a stroke, a cerebral hemorrhage. And he was in a dacha, in Al Shvat Yoren. And the heads of the Communist Party were with him. And they let him die. Until he was already Shin Farper and already Kalba Pagan, and then they called the doctor, and it was too late, and they wrote him a death certificate. And they screamed out hurrah three times. Because that mamish, I had, I remember just to finish, I don't know what year it was, 1998, one of these years. And my shvogar was asked, it was already a bit easier, it was Glasnost then, if you remember. They asked him to go from New York to make a Seder in a place called Armenia, south of Russia. And he was sad. I was supposed to pick him up in the airport, Cholomoyed. He's coming from Moscow. Pick him up. He spent Cholomoyed by us in Manchester and then go for the last day. Shvishal Pesach. I'm to Pesach in New York. I get a message last minute, about to go to the airport. Heshi's not coming. Delayed. You know? Where? And my shvagar has Baruch Hashem a pisk. And I was still calling him. I think he ended up in Siberia. Yeah, I find out later that they try to cover everything up, right? That was when the Chernobyl reactor, the core of the reactor melted, right? Under the whole radiation, everyone knows. The chief rabbi at the time, I don't really quote chief rabbis, but he wrote a brilliant article, someone showed it to me, that it says by Mitzrayim, Uvechol Ehei Mitzrayim Es Shvotim Ani Hashem, does the Chazal say, before the Eibusher destroys a nation, he destroys their Avodah Zorah. What was the Avodah Zorah of communism, which is enforced atheism, B'shita, technology, science, which that the sentence for the Ramabul is nus and whatever, deviance, promiscuity, etc. The Hafloga is using science and technology to be murdered in Malchus Shemayim. And what the Eibishter wanted to show, who's boss in the world, the core, the essence of their Gevaldiga, it melted, and from that became Yeshua. And therefore, Tzadikim said once, Ruslan Pitzelvern of Pitzlach, is a charei that the Mamish Yigia Hazman. And our avoida bezman hazeh, the last seconds of Golos, is to go bedarkei Avraham Avinu, to be moser nefesh for a Yiddish guy, not to make cheshbon. Chassidish Sfarim say the Eibush said lech lechol hanoschol teivoschem and alag brachas, or but the cheshbon is don't worry about your elam habo and your brachas, do it l'shem shemayim. Gerade one of the reasons, both in Sat Meruv, the Sfarim say that a person who doesn't do tshuva is he's negeder l'rosh amr likim alachol zapasuchuke. So once a nephew of the Divrei Chaim came to him and says, "Oy bazoy, if my Torah mitzvah is Moisef Chayes and whatever, maybe I shouldn't learn Torah and do mitzvah until I'm ready." And Divrei Chaim said, "That's point why the Torah doesn't tell you all about the first years, first 75 years of Avraham Avinu, because there he was serving the Eibushim b'tachesh. And the Iker is lech lecha, go to your essence, forget. The Nesoyin is, will you go because it's good for you, you'll become a tzaddik, you'll become whatever, or you'll go because that's what the Bashefer asked of you. And the Ebershel Helfen, we should go taka from all the Nesoyin as we're over, we should go taka el Eretz Asher Ekar, Ekar B'mili Oisiyas Gimatria, Eretz Yisrael. Thank you.